Susan Tate is a probate judge in Athens. She also heads the state's weapons carry license committee. The potential changes in both state and federal law make her think of a weapons license she issued to a man with mental health issues. His friends and family came to her concerned.
He had been spiraling downward. He was not taking his medication. He had gotten obsessed with guns and had bought a half a dozen over a short period of time.
He'd been hospitalized for a mental illness in the past, but his family members didn't have a record of it. That meant Tate couldn't suspend his firearms license under either Georgia or federal law. That man was, however, getting Social Security benefits for mental disability. Right now, Congress is trying to get rid of a pending rule that puts anyone getting those payments on an FBI background checklist. If the rule had been enforced, Judge Tate says,
I would never have issued him the license in the first place.
She eventually made sure the man got treatment and gave up his firearms. Tate says she's encouraged by a bill moving forward in Georgia's legislature. It's got bipartisan support and is meant to fix an issue with our state's background check system. If you've been involuntarily committed, you can't buy a gun. But right now, the record of your commitment gets purged after 5 years. Tate says regardless of what happens at the federal level, she thinks fixing holes in the laws we've already got is crucial. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.